And this is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The House upheld President Trump's veto of a Colorado water pipeline bill despite a bipartisan push to override it. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Republicans Lauren Boebert and Jeff Hurd and Democrat Joe Neguse wrote colleagues, talked one-on-one with them, and took to the House floor to urge them to override Trump's veto of the Finish the Arkansas Valley Conduit Act. The effort fell short, especially on the Republican side, where only 35 Republicans voted to override. That left the chamber well short of the two-thirds necessary. Boebert was surprised and disappointed.
I mean, this had nothing to do with policy and a disagreement. Folks are afraid of getting a mean tweet or attacked.
Boebert and the others say they'll work to get the legislation, which extends the repayment period for users of the ABC, passed another way. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Meanwhile, the House passed a clean extension tax credit to help people buying health insurance on the state marketplace. 17 Republicans, including Colorado Representative Jeff Hurd, voted for the bill. He says it sends a message to the Senate.
I thought it was important to signal to the Senate that I'm committed to extending the enhanced premium tax credits. Let's get a reform package in there, get it back to the House, and then let's vote on it.
The bipartisan support for the bill puts pressure on the Senate to try and find some compromise. The Senate has rejected a clean extension in the past. It expired at the end of the year, and more than 200,000 Coloradans are facing skyrocketing premiums. Well, if you've been following the Denver Broncos this season, you know they're doing quite well. Part of it is due to the defensive coordinator, Vance Joseph, who led the team's defense to the top of the league. Now, he's reportedly interviewing with several NFL teams for potential head coaching jobs. According to Sports Illustrated, teams including the Cardinals, Giants, Titans, Raiders, and Falcons have expressed interest. He's expected to remain with the Broncos through their playoff run, but his future could shift. This is CPR News.